Where do you stand today in terms of selection of a first-line TKI? We have three available, and does it matter what type of EGFR mutation it is in making that determination?
So, you know, the two common hotspots, EGFR exon 19 and 21, these are the patients where EGFR TKIs work really well. Erlotinib and gefitinib are the first-generation agents, and afatinib is a second-generation agent. And these are all approved based on phase 3 trials that showed that they were better than chemo. But what's exciting now is we've started seeing results of trials that compared one agent to the other. And there are two trials we have data from. One compared afatinib to gefitinib, and in that trial, there was a modest PFS benefit, but afatinib also had more adverse events. There was also a study that showed perhaps if you had exon 19 mutation, afatinib may be a better drug for you than if you had an exon 21 mutation. There was a trial reported that compared another second-generation EGFR drug called decomitinib, and that was compared to gefitinib, and that trial showed a significant improvement in PFS, 14 and a half months versus 10 months, favoring use of second-generation drug over first-generation. So at least based on one phase 2b and one phase 3 trials, I think it's fair to say that the second-generation drugs seem to have a higher efficacy compared to first-generation drug like erlotinib or gefitinib, but they also come with higher toxicity. So if you have an older patient, such as my 83-year-old lady, I perhaps would still stick with the first-generation drug like erlotinib or gefitinib, but if I had a younger patient, I might be more inclined to put them on afatinib and decomitinib if and when it becomes available.
Do you see that same tolerability issue, particularly in terms of diarrhea with dacomitinib that you see with afatinib?
They seem to be very similar in terms of adverse event profile.
What's your clinical experience with afatinib? Do you use preemptive antidiarrheals, for example?
At the approved dose of 40 milligrams a day, I do see more diarrhea and skin toxicity. Teaching the patients about how to manage this, proactive antidiarrheals, proactive skin prophylaxis are important. Very often, I end up reducing the dose to 30 milligrams per day, which seems to be a much better tolerated dose.